Join Omega Ensemble for a memorable performance of modern classics in elevator music, highlighting the beautiful clarinet. Artistic director David Rowden, known for his expressive style and technical skills, will bring elevator music to the city of Melbourne, Sydney, and Newcastle, while performing alongside legendary British clarinetist Michael Collins. David is here with me now for a chat. Good morning, David. How are you?
Morning. I'm well, thanks.
That's good. Now, for those who haven't heard of Omega's elevator music yet, how would you describe this program in a nutshell?
Well, in a nutshell, elevator music is all about those sort of melodies that sort of stick with you over time. And this concert features some incredible works featuring our guest soloist, Michael Collins from the UK. Michael is a prolific clarinetist, to say the least. and he really, it's just a great honour and privilege to have him tour to Australia. And in this particular concert, he will be featured in Copland's Clarinet Concerto, which he's performed many, many times. And he's also actually met Copland when he was a young student. So that would be fantastic. And then we're finishing the program with a work by Graham Kerner, a new commission for two clarinets. So what's better than one? Two clarinets.
Absolutely. And when I hear elevator music, when I step into that 3x3 meter room, small, sort of brightly lit, I kind of associate their music with a bit of an awkward moment with a stranger in the elevator, but yet that sound is so soft and calming. How do you turn this experience, this elevator experience, into an interactive live show?
Well, we take it into the big concert halls of Australia. So we tour to Newcastle City Hall. It's got a fabulous hall there. Also Melbourne Recital Centre and City Recital Hall in Sydney. Bring it onto the big stage.
Yeah, wonderful. And I'm curious to hear how this project originally begun. How has elevator music been something you always enjoyed listening to?
Well, it's just a concept for a concert, really, but the opportunity came up to collaborate with Michael Collins. And when he was touring Australia, it became obvious that we should really sort of commission a brand new work, which is something Omega Ensemble is very passionate about, is commissioning new music. So we're very much sort of classical music for contemporary Australia. So all of our programs are really centred around essential new work. And the Graham Kerner is a perfect example of this, and it will be quite neoclassical in style, but it will also be, very tongue in cheek, and a lot of, especially the final movement, it's very joyous and celebratory.
Yeah, lovely. And you've combined Copland's iconic clarinet concerto and Anna Klein's contemporary stride alongside the premiere of Australian composer Graham, you've just mentioned. What is the thread connecting these three works together?
Well, I think the Copland in particular has this incredible kind of energetic and jazzy kind of style, and there's this amazing cadenza in the middle of the Copland Concerto, which is quite virtuosic. So I think all the works in the program are very virtuosic in nature, but also, have that incredibly beautiful melodies throughout. So I think audiences are in for a treat.
Yeah, wonderful. And as a part of this tour, you've got legendary British clarinetist Michael Collins, who joins you, who originally gained international fame at the age of 16 years old. How does it feel to have such a legend involved?
It's quite surreal, to be honest. I mean, when, hearing some of his stories of his career and the fact that he's commissioned people like John Adams and Sally Beamish in the UK, and he's actually performed alongside Olivier Messiaen and the Quartet for the End of Time, which is one of the most epic pieces of music ever composed. Someone with that vast experience is going to be an absolute privileged to be able to perform alongside. So I'm very much looking forward to rehearsal starting on Wednesday morning.
Oh, wow. Very exciting. And your first show is next Friday in Melbourne, or sorry, this Friday in Melbourne, followed by performances at City Recital Hall in Sydney and Newcastle City Hall. The tour is going across the country. What venue are you most excited to perform at?
Well, actually, it's starting on this Saturday, August 16th at Melbourne Recital Centre. Melbourne Recital Centre, funnily enough, Michael Collins was here when it opened, and he was here for the celebration of the opening of Melbourne Recital Centre. But I have to say I'm most looking forward to City Recital Hall in Sydney because it's actually Michael's first time performing in that venue. And, so it should be very exciting.
Yeah, 100%. And finally, beyond Elevator Music, what's next for Omega Ensemble?
Well, Omega Ensemble have quite a huge year for our 20th anniversary season, and our next collaboration after Elevator Music is with Yidaki player William Barton and the Sydney Dance Company in a work which we originally commissioned in 2022 called Two Breaths, and now it's been expanded for dance, and we'll be touring that in October with Sydney Dance Company, which is incredibly exciting. And then we're working on a program called Rare Sugar to end the season with a piece by Nigel Westlake called Rare Sugar, which should be wonderful also at Pier 2-3 and touring to Melbourne.
I like the sound of that, Rare Sugar. Sounds very exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, David. It's been a pleasure chatting with you. If you're interested in experiencing Elevator Music interactively, you can buy tickets online at www.omegaensemble.com.au/elevatormusic for shows in Melbourne, Sydney or Newcastle. Thank you, David, for your time. I appreciate you coming on the show.
No worries. Thanks for having me.